From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm G. Abby Lee reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump is greeting Chinese President Xi Jinping at his Florida resort Thursday for a two-day summit. Mr. Trump hopes to pressure Beijing into doing more to rein in North Korea's nuclear development. Earlier this week, Trump warned, "If China is not going to solve North Korea, we will." His administration is considering sanctions against Chinese banks and companies that give Pyongyang access to international financing. Speaking to reporters on Air Force One, Trump said the roughly $310 billion U.S. trade deficit with China is also high on the agenda. A senior U.S. military official says the Pentagon is coming up with options for a possible strike on Syria after a chemical weapons attack blamed on President Bashar al-Assad killed about 100 civilians. The official tells VOA there have been meetings around the Pentagon and with the Joint Chiefs of Staff on what he says is President Donald Trump's verbal intent to take action in Syria. Flying to his talks in Florida with Chinese President Xi Jinping, Trump told reporters what happened in Syria is a disgrace to humanity. He added he may at some point talk about Syria with his biggest military ally, Russian President Vladimir Putin. Syria and Russia are once again denying allegations that Syrian warplanes dropped chemical bombs on a rebel-held town in northern Syria this week. Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim told reporters in Damascus Thursday the government didn't use chemical weapons during airstrikes on Khan Sheikhoun and would never use them. The attack killed nearly 100 people and left more than 350 sick, including children. This is VOA News. In wake of the toxic chemical attack in Syria, Special Advisor to the UN Special Envoy to Syria, John Egeland, is urging the U.S., Russia, and other countries to bring the civil war to an end. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Special Advisor on Syria, Jan Egeland, says a war where children suffocate to death because of toxic chemicals is a very, very dirty war. Egeland says he is a humanitarian and does not believe in military solutions, so he is not in favor of reported calls for military action by the U.S. against Syria.
What I do welcome is a renewed interest from the United States to focus on the carnage in Syria. We need our co-chairs, which are Russia and the United States still, to be equally seized with the situation of the Syrian civilians.
Egeland says the UN has sought permission to provide humanitarian aid for 1 million people in hard-to-reach and besieged areas in April and May. He notes that only one-third of that request, however, has been approved in full by the government of Bashar al-Assad. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
People suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, may eventually be helped by a low-cost antibiotic. Early studies show the drug doxycycline may be beneficial in the treatment of the psychiatric condition. VOA's Jessica Berman reports.
People who've lived through a traumatic experience like war, natural disaster, or rape will sometimes relive the experience in their minds to a disabling degree. They experience hypervigilance, flashbacks, and nightmares. Psychological therapy is usually the treatment of choice to ease the symptoms, but the process is expensive and can take years. Now, scientists think they may be on to something better. With an antibiotic called doxycycline, an old, extremely cheap drug that is normally used to fight bacterial infections. For a memory to persist, according to Dr. Dominic Bach, it has to be reconsolidated or altered in some way. A clinical psychiatry researcher at University of Zurich and the Institute of Neurology at University College London, Bach has been conducting experiments with doxycycline. He suggests that it prevents reconsolidation of memories. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
Legendary American insult comedian Don Rickles, whose verbal assaults struck everyone in his path, died Thursday in Hollywood. I am G. Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.